Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Writers Worship featuring Takindo on that one with Kaya Lami on Radio Pulpit this afternoon. We're joined on the line by Claudia Mainyai this afternoon, 13 minutes after 2 o'clock, last hour of Heart to Heart on a Thursday afternoon, the 13th of June 2024. Claudia, good afternoon. Thank you so much for making time.
A beautiful afternoon, Paul. Thank you so much for having me, and a wonderful afternoon to our listeners.
Are you good?
I am well. I'm catching a little bit of flu from caring for our little one. But otherwise, all is well.
Join the club. Join the club. I can also feel something sneaking in.
Yeah. Vitamins, yeah. Load, vitamins, load.
We really need to him. We really need to. I could just feel my body this morning that nah. Sure, not good. So we get straight into our discussion today. A cry for help. Like a cry for help. I want us to get into it. What do we mean by maladaptive behavior, especially in teens?
So, Mpo, maladaptive behavior is often known as a cry for help. So when we talk about a cry for help, we're talking about behaviors in which now people resort into doing where they don't actually say that I need help and I need you to support me. Instead, we see it in certain actions. So these are actions or tendencies that are often counterproductive to the person's well-being. These are behaviors that often interfere with daily functioning, and this can often include, as we see most of the time with teenagers or individuals who really struggle with coping mechanisms. We find that they resort to behaviors such as substance abuse, self-harm, or aggression. So essentially, it is a coping mechanism, but it is a negative manner of coping, which has long-term consequences.
Sure. And why do teenagers really exhibit these type of behaviors?
So the thing is, Mpo, remember when I said that our bodies are very clever in finding ways?
Claudia?
My apologies.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No worries. Yeah.
So our bodies tend to find ways to protect us, right? But sometimes those ways or the mechanisms that our bodies try to protect, they go south. Instead of finding adaptive ways to cope with challenges, things like stress and emotional pain, we often fall into the maladaptive forms of coping. Now, the thing is with teenagers, the teenage stage or teenage time frame of life, it's a very challenging time for an individual. It's filled with certain challenges and turbulences, and some are physical, some are emotional, some are social. And those things can be very, very overwhelming. And when a teenager is not feeling supported, they tend to turn to this kind of behavior. They tend to express themselves in this manner of way, whereby they use maladaptive ways to express their distress or their pain. And that is a way of them to just try. It's a way of trying to regain a sense of control. However, instead of it being adaptive, it is maladaptive.
It's maladaptive. 17 minutes after 2 o'clock on 6:52 AM, Claudia Mainyai speaking, maladaptive behavior in our children. What are the common psychological and emotional factors that really contribute to this kind of behavior?
Yeah, Sompo, like I said, with teens, it's a very challenging time. But that is not only for teenagers, hey, it's also for all of us. So we find that we are going through, you know, things such as emotional pain. So emotional pain in the form of, I encounter that in the home, there's a lot of conflict, or at school or at work, I'm just under a lot of pressure. With teens, the biggest issue that we find is that there's a whole lot of bullying happening in the social environment, and other factors could include mental health challenges such as anxiety, depression, or even low self-esteem. But most of all, that we find with our teens or youth is that whenever they feel that lack of a support or feeling isolated, they turn into maladaptive ways of coping.
And how can parents really recognize their teenagers' behavior, you know, that it's actually a cry for help rather than just typical adolescents, you know, rebellion? How can we just be able to distinguish between the two, that this in actual fact is a cry for help?
Yeah, Mpo, this is very important, because often at times we see our teenagers, they behave in certain ways. We say, utseneke adoli, or na, moods. The moods have come, you know, and by making such statements, we tend to not see what is in front of our eyes, because they, like I said, when I began, we are not communicating this with words. Instead, the behavior tells us a lot. So we see a child who is withdrawn. Don't be happy when you see your teenager just locking them up in the bedroom, and then you say, it's a dolly. They've started locking themselves up in their rooms and sitting in there forever. Engage with that child. You know, try and understand what is happening there. At times we find that there are changes in sleep or eating. Now, this one is a bit tricky, because if our teens are in high school, this normally does change, because now we're sleeping late because we're studying, and even our eating patterns changes. However, you need to be able to see the difference between the two, that now we are eating, but you haven't been eating quite well for a certain number of days. What is happening? And there's also that the biggest one that we notice is the decline in academic performance, or they're skipping classes, and teacher tells us that, hey, Claudie is skipping classes a lot these days. Claudie doesn't come to classes, or Claudie does not complete her homework. What is happening? And the one that we normally see, and then we start panicking, is when we see our children now starting to use substances such as dacha, or they start to drink alcohol. And then there's also self-harm, things like cutting themselves or burning themselves. It is only when we see those, Mpo, that we start jumping as parents. But we need to actually start noticing, even with the little changes that are not so apparent.
So it means we need to be as close to our kids as possible and be very observant throughout. Because I suppose if you're not as close, you won't even notice when they are, you know, those changes that you're referring to.
It's very important. I keep on preaching about having a very close relationship with your child, having that intimate relationship with them. Yes, as the stages continue, there is a little bit of a change here and there. But if you're a parent who is attuned to the manner in which your child is, and you are engaging with them and being open with them, you are able to see certain significant changes, no matter how subtle they are.
Beautiful, sure. And what steps can parents take, you know, if they notice the signs, these behaviors? And maybe lastly, you can just advise youth who may be struggling with these type of feelings.
So it is important for our parents to remain calm and not respond in an erratic manner or judgmental manner. This is a very sensitive period for young people when we are looking at teenagers. But also when a person finds themselves behaving in maladaptive ways, you don't want to feel judged for the things that you are doing. Because in essence, the reason you're finding yourself at that point is because you're actually trying to solve a problem, but unfortunately you solved it the wrong way, which is why it's very important to listen to our children, to hear, genuinely listen what is happening in their lives. And if it's very difficult for mom or dad to really engage with a child, it's always good to bring in a person who can support in a non-judgmental manner, like us psychologists or therapist or any other professional or any other person in the family environment whom you feel that your child feels, you know, is more comfortable with, because support is very, very important in ensuring that our children are well taken care of. And for our teens, I would like to say, guys, it's very important for us to actually talk to somebody. Let's check our environments and the peers that we are keeping around. Sometimes we think that our friends are actually our friends, but in essence, they are not necessarily our friends. When we need that support and we need that guidance, we find that our friends are actually misleading us instead of supporting us. And be mindful, you know, when you are finding yourself in a situation where it's stressful, be mindful as to what is it that you're feeling in your body, who can you talk to about that, or what is it that you are feeling around you or in your emotions, and let's see if you can even find ways to relax that are calming. Nice music, you know, always take five, you know, when you are doing your studies and so forth. Just take care of yourself and engage in healthy activities. And we are always, always present as professionals to support you. We are not here to judge you, but to give you that space to engage and find ways to be a better self.
Thank you so much, Claudia, for this. Truly, truly appreciate it. I believe that parents are being helped so very much. Thank you, much appreciated. How do we get a hold of you on social media or any other platform if people want to get more information from you?
We are available on Facebook and Instagram. The handle is CM at Psych, which is Claudia Munya, Educational Psychologist. We are also available on WhatsApp if you want to send a message or make your bookings. It's 079-1830-467. If our people want to just know more about services and just browse around in terms of what we offer, feel free to browse on www.claudiamunyai.co.za.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Claudia. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye.
Lovely.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.